Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hey Roger, welcome Blog Talk Radio and welcome YouTube. Say we don't know. We can't see, but we're trying. We welcome you. Yeah. Probably. Oh my. Okay, Pastor's going through a coolie right now, apparently. He said his signal may be a little sketchy, so that's what that is. He'll be back in just a second as he drives through that area. Yeah, you're cutting in and out. Yeah, we can see you. Sometimes you're frozen a little bit, but... We can hear you now, yes. Nope, you're cutting in and out again. So, yes, we can hear you now, sort of. It keeps going in. Okay, I'll just talk for right now. So, what Pastor is saying is, it's good to hear these messages from different perspectives, and like he said, different stories, different voices, because, you know, people will receive things differently from different areas. So we like to take those opportunities to share these messages. This is what has happened. Pastor had been rebuked for sharing other people's messages on YouTube. that we were getting clicks for these other messages. So we are not monetized. And there went Pastor. We are not monetized on YouTube. We do not make any money off of our videos, off of our clicks, or any of those things. So, you know, anybody that had been questioning that, that's not why we're doing that. We're just trying to get the word of God out. And we know that, you know, it's received whether through us or someone else, however the message gets out is our assignment to do. And so we just wanted everybody to know that. We don't have a problem with sharing the messages. Everyone that we share messages from are people that have opened up and say, share this with everyone. They want their messages shared, and we would never share messages by anyone that doesn't want it openly shared. And most of them you can't. If they have it copyrighted, you can't share their messages. But either way, we just wanted everybody to be clear on that we're not making any money off of our YouTube channel. We're just trying to get the word out there. And these other messages are very valuable. And however we can help people come to understanding is what our assignment is and our mission is. So. So that is what Pastor was talking about. So he must still be on a bumpy road. So until he gets to it, we can see you, but you're muted. Did you mean to be muted? Or do you want me to do pledges? Okay. Yeah. Amen. Right. I missed it. All right. All right. Here we go with our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. In our pledge to the American flag, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And then let's pray these two verses over Jerusalem, over the United States of America, and any lost person in your lives. We pray Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen.
Amen.
We can hear you now. Oh, I'm muted. Could you hear me the whole time doing the pledges or no? Okay. I know I have a tendency to do that. Okay, here we go. Okay. All right. James chapter 1, verse 14. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. That's the getting in the flesh right there. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creations. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Chapter 2. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor man, you stand there or sit here at my footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? Verse 6. But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into courts? Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one part, he's guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you've become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy? Yeah. Judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, So faith without works is dead also. Amen. We are finished. Guess I could have said that, huh?
Yeah, I believe so. Oh, look.
Yeah, amen. All right, verses 22 and 23. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Nope. It absolutely makes sense. Thank you. Amen. Corinthians 2, verse 6. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the hidden wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive these things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Yes. Thank you.
watch.
We promise not to make fun of you if we can watch. Yeah. Sure. All right. All right. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from under their master's table." Then Jesus answered her and said, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed that very hour. Oh, I thought you said 21 through 28. Okay, let's start over. Okay. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Then the scribes and Pharisees, which they did have defile men of the heart, who were from Jerusalem, came to Jesus saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." He answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded you, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, 'Whatever profit you might have received from me,' is a gift to God. Then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" Wow, I think of that so often now with old wives' tales that people have picked up and taken as if they're biblical, and they're just not. And that's what they're talking about there, doctrines that men have come up with that they're teaching as the word of God. Anyways, verse 10, "When he called the multitude to himself, he said to them, 'Hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man.' Then his disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? But he answered and said, 'Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. let them alone. They're blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Then, yes, it is, especially this age. Yes. Have nothing to do with those choosing to be blind. They don't even know. There were probably a number of things. Oh, that's neat. That is very cool. Oh.
All right.
Pastor, you muted yourself. There you go. Yes. I just came back. Sorry, were you talking to me? All right. Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, but has in due time manifested his word through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God, our Savior, to Titus, a true son in our common faith. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. For this reason, I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, and self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. Wow! This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and consciences are defiled. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Wow. Do not be those people, no.
Amen.
Oops. Sorry, I couldn't get back to my button. Good. I can see it both on the computer and on the phone tonight. It seems to be keeping up. John is with us. Hi, John. You're in Denver. Okay, I think that's where you were. I probably talked to you. I do not see Tracy. I saw Sunday and Rebecca and Roger. Hello, Rebecca. I don't think I had gotten to see you yet. Well, why is Miss Tracy not showing up on my screen anyplace? There, I see you now, right at the bottom. Hi. Can someone send me a link? I actually did send you a link, John, in Messenger when we started. So try doing it again. I can hear you now. Can you hear me now? Okay. And there went Pastor. I think his headset was not connecting. It must have completely disconnected him. YouTube has been struggling for you too, Tracy. I know it had been, was it? No, last night I think it was working good too, but the day before it was being a challenge. John, try reloading that link that I sent you in Messenger and see if that will help. Oh, or did you go to bed? Well, if you did, we love you and have a good night and God bless your sleep. We see you. Your mic is muted. Oh, there you go. All right. All right. Matthew. Oh, no, that's a different one. Yes, it is. Matthew 6, 31 to 34. Or 31, I guess, is the... Thank you. I can. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on it. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are they not more of more value? Are you not of more value than they? You guys have to remind me to slow down sometimes. Verse 27, which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even one, I say to you that even Solomon, I don't know where the word one came from, but let's just say Solomon, in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
The closest one I could find was 21:5. Look at me and be astonished. Put your hand over your mouth. That's not the one. How about 13:3? Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens his lips, opens wide his lips, comes to ruin. Those who will guard their lips persevere or preserve their lives. Let me pull it up here. We're studying the Bible. Hallelujah. Love that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, help me set a guard on my lips. So that I can live in the freedom and the liberty of a life blessed by my words. So that when I need to feed the 5,000, the words automatically flow off my lips. And I do just like you, Jesus. They ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And they're speaking against other people too. Brother Dan has his hand up, love. Oh my, yeah. Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, that was really good because there are so many, and they're subtle. They're subtle things that we just say without thinking of the repercussions of it. Yeah, that was good, Dan. Puppy, where are you at?
Yeah. Oh my. Oh my. Wow. Yes. Amen. Only a couple of times. But it's Amen. Yeah. All right. First, I'm going to read, and I'm actually putting those words up on the screen. We'll read the verses of the Lord's Supper together. And then we're going to pray the prayer of salvation for anyone that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We will put the prayer up and we'll pray it together with you. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us. So here we go. With the verses from the Lord's Supper. This is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to start at verse 23 and read through 31. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this
in remembrance of me.
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this is the new covenant in my blood. Do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work to buy us back until he comes. Verse 27. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Thank you, Lord, and all of us examine ourselves. That means realizing that we were sinners and we need a Savior. And our Savior is Jesus. And now for anyone that's not yet prayed the prayer of salvation, let's pray this prayer together. And everyone else, pray it with us too, even if you've already prayed it. It's a wonderful refreshment to your spirit and soul to say this again. And pray this from the very depths of your heart. Here we go. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. We would love to hear from you if you just prayed that prayer for the first time. We would love to hear from you, and we welcome you to the family of God. We welcome you to the kingdom of God. And we would love to help you know how to walk out this new life as a Christian. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube at the end of the program. And you can also go to our website, samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage. And our contact information is there. We would love to hear from you. And now you are free to receive communion with us. And here is the communion prayer. We'll pray this together. First, let's lift our elements and say, Father, we thank you for these communion elements. And we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And here we go. Let's say this together. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And let's pray this out loud. This is the prayer over the bread. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body. From your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your broken body now, in Jesus' name. Amen. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you suffered for us and counted it as joy. Now let's say this together over the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. Now here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's drink the juice together. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Miss Phyllis, do you have closing verses for us? You may have just... Amen. 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 Really?
Thank you. Amen. Have a great night, everyone. God bless your sleep. Thank you. Good night. Thank you.